Alcohol, don't have it for breakfast.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
It's Beer 30. It's brought to you by Hooters of Roeder Park. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, ready to drink on a Friday. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I'm still wearing my orange shorts. Is that appropriate?
You should wear them every day, honestly. Wash them.
I have been.
But okay.
It's like when Kramer couldn't get his jeans off. It's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're on. Well, they're like never nudes in the shower. Yeah.
They're a part of you now. Okay, so today we've got one from Cooperage Brewing. This is in honor of their Coop Mania Taco Fest that they had last weekend. But this is a Coop Mania West Coast IPA. They've got a couple of beers out in honor of that event that are at both of their locations, but we're going to do this IPA. It's a 6.5% ABV.
And if you, good listener, have not been to a Coop Mania, you absolutely need to mark your calendars for the next one that comes up. It is well worth the entertainment value in itself. The Lucha Libre is...
Yeah, it's super fun.
They do a great job. And let's...
Yeah, and it's for a good cause, too. There's a charity involved, so it's... fun for the whole
family.
There's
a charity? I thought it was just a party this whole time.
Nope. Everything is always for a good cause, my friend.
Yeah. Well, anything to help the children. Anyway, let's go through our AATMF on this Coop Mania beer. That, of course, is your appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. Those are five awesome talking points to describe this beer. Going through and looking at it, you know, we've got a gentle pour into this beer clean glass. Shows a little bit of a light haze to it. So I wouldn't necessarily... call this a hazy or throw it into a hazy category, but it does have a little bit of translucency to it. But the aroma coming off this thing is very bright and very, very piney, real sharp too. So it's really got really good floral attributes to it. And it's definitely hitting that West Coast itch that you might have. It's definitely hop forward.
Yeah, I poured this thing out, and I was immediately struck by how bright this smells. In a good way. It smells awesome. And yeah, it's, you know, it's not a hazy beer at all. It's hazy enough to fool people that don't know better. But it is all of the tropical fruit, you know, just that bright, you know, mango, citrus, like all that kind of stuff that we like. And then it's like the perfect amount of pine in the nose. Like it really is just like, it just smells like a classic, you know, smells, obviously we've only just begun, but it's great. It smells perfect. I'm excited.
I think the mango is a great pickup, Brad. And I want to clarify, like to me, this is like dried mango versus like fresh fruit juice. Mango. Yeah. The taste of this thing is, you know, translates beautifully from the aroma, right? So you're getting all that, those hop forward smells and the aroma coming off of that. It kind of reminds me of like the old Disney cartoons when people are smelling like an apple pie or cherry pie sitting in the window. You're kind of fluttering over. That's the visual I have with this. But the taste in this absolutely transforms beautifully from the aroma. You get all of those flavors and it hits the palate pretty well. And it for being a West Coast, it has all of the attributes of a West Coast, but it doesn't have the strong finish, which they're known for. We've said it before on the show and here on the podcast and here on the radio, you know, brands like Palate Wrecker and the Lagunitas Hop Stupid and all these ones that were just, they would just knock your teeth out. They were so strong. This has those, that aroma, but it doesn't have that punch. And I feel like it's such a good balance between you have the, all of the aroma and the taste that's there, but it doesn't overwhelm you and completely blitzkrieg your palate with hop flavor.
Which I was concerned about when I first poured this out. The head on this was kind of soapy looking. Like I was like, oh, is this going to be that like viscous palate killer? You know, even at 6%, you wouldn't think that. And then the way the head poured out, I was like, oh, here we go. But no, you're exactly right. This is like all of the classic great West Coast IPA notes that you want, with none of the like, you know, chewy, bitter hops. Like you want to go right back in on this beer. Like,
yes. And a strong beer can really mess up good food. And this would not do this. Would complement it really well.
Yeah, for sure. This is delicious.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm two thumbs way, way up. This is one of the better beers we've had in a while.
It's one of the better beers from them too. I mean, I know there's a ton of beers they make. It's been a minute since I've had some Coop, and this is really kind of, it's reminding me how good they are at what they do.
All right. Well, then thumbs up all the way around for Coop Mania West Coast IPA. You can check out this beer 30 and all the others, 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out Sports Meets Beer. You all have a great weekend, and we'll be doing another Hooters visit here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep the shorts on.
Can't wait. Need my wing fix.